Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Chris Batchelder, how the heck are you?
Tom, I'm doing great. It's been a minute, old buddy. I'm glad to see you again.
Glad to see you, too. Last time I ran into you was at Bartlesville's Got Talent, and that was a lot of fun.
That was a great night. We had a really good time and saw some really talented acts, and I felt like the prize could have gone to any one of them. Yeah. That was a fun night. I was really honored to get asked to help MC that.
Well, you know, Bartlesville's a fun place, and you and I were just talking about that just a little bit ago before we came on here. So many hidden gems here, and things are popping out of the ground all over the place, like buildings and what have you, for a town I didn't even know existed 3 years ago.
I know, and that's
boom, it's a gold mine.
It's wild, and you're kind of the story that we want to tell, because there was a job opening. You came to look at the community, didn't know anything about it, and had a chance to come here and visit. And as soon as you had a chance to look around, you knew this is where you wanted to be. And that's how we want to grab people. I was just telling you the story about people dropping by the depot at 2nd and Keeler, where our offices are. We share offices with the chamber, and it's not every day, but it's a couple times a week we have families just come in looking for a visitor's guide and a community guide and things like that, and wanting some information about Bartlesville, that are coming from California. We had a family from Oregon. We've had some from the Northeast, and they're wanting to move to the middle of the country where things are a little more stable, and they've heard that Oklahoma is really kind of isolated from all the craziness, and within Oklahoma, the word is out about Bartlesville being just an unbelievable community, and so those are visits that we love having.
Now, Chris, you're now with the BDA, and what does the BDA stand for?
So the Bartlesville Development Authority is a trust that is managed by the city of Bartlesville that goes to fund economic development within the Bartlesville community and the Washington County area, and we work every day to try to our singular goal is to increase tax revenue for the citizens of Bartlesville, and so we look to recruit businesses to relocate to Bartlesville. We look to help existing businesses grow and try to do everything we can to strengthen our community. So you talk about a great job. It is truly an honor for me to have gotten a chance to join this team. It's been great.
There's a lot of creativity that goes along with that, and you know, and people who do have that creative streak just absolutely love applying it. Now, one of the more creative things that has taken place over the last couple of years, been out at Siemens. What do you do with a big old building like that? Well, goodness gracious, we've already had three, maybe four tenants.
I know, it's been crazy.
It's crazy different things.
I'm telling you, I work with a guy that's the CEO of the BDA, David Wood, who is just an absolute magician when it comes to putting deals together. And he had a vision for that building, and I was on the board for the BDA at the time, and we had a chance to purchase that, and had a little money to do that, and it ended up being a awesome investment. So the theory behind that was that we would utilize that space, because you've not only got a tower of office space, you've got a significant amount, thousands and thousands of square footage of manufacturing space. So the idea was that we would recruit, you know, a large manufacturing business or something like that to come into the community, temporarily put their operations there while we worked with them to get a building built,
permanent place
for them, and then they would move into their permanent location and we would bring somebody else in, just sort of a transition space for a large operation. And right away we lucked into, like you said, a couple of tenants, the longest and largest of which being the Gray Horse movie production.
Yes.
And they took a significant amount. They took the entire tower and then a lot of the manufacturing space for costuming and staging, and it just ended up being a great, great relationship. And now we have a new tenant that's occupying the first floor of that building, Versa Integrity,
yes.
That has been out in the industrial park out on the east side of town, and we're excited to host them and have a lease agreement with that company. And it's been a marvelous opportunity for us.
You know, we see how Silver Lake Village popped up, and boy, what a nice place that is. We're starting to see now little islands starting to pop up all over the place. I'm starting to see on 75 where we've got the new Luigi's restaurant and a few other office buildings and everything. That's going to be a spectacular little spot.
It's awesome. And, yeah. You know, you talk about a great success story. Luigi's, you know, is locally owned, family owned, and they have had enough success that they wanted to grow their operation. Had a chance to acquire that land and not only build a new restaurant for themselves, but a couple of other out parcels that will be able to be leased. And we're so happy and proud of that family and what they've been able to accomplish. And then, you know, you come on up the road a little bit and you've got Scooter's Coffee going in. There's a Schlotzky's going in right next to Starbucks. Obviously, right across from Eastland, we've got the new Bricktown Brewery going up. I mean, these are just indications of what's happening in this community right now. And there's lots of ways to look at that, but certainly seeing buildings going up and new retail and restaurant opportunities is awesome.
Well, and also our community. We just had Mike Bailey and Jason Munninger and from the city.
Yeah.
They're telling us that retail sales tax has just been crazy good as far as collections are concerned, because people are shopping Bartlesville, and we've got something that's going to keep people right here in town, and we're adding to it each and every day.
No doubt about it. And I don't know if Mike mentioned this, but you know, they had a record number of housing permits issued for the month of October and November, and seeing those homes going up is an indication of growth. There's just so many things that are pointing to this being a really incredible time to be in this community. I should have mentioned also about the Westside Manufacturing Center, formerly the Siemens Building. We've got that baby listed with CBRE, and it's a national listing. So we get calls all the time from companies around the country looking for manufacturing space. And so, again, I got to give David credit and Jared Patton, who manages all of our real estate operations. He's incredible. And they worked with CBRE to put that listing together, and it's awesome. It's about a dozen-page document that lists all the highlights of that space, and that's ended up being an awesome agreement.
We're talking with Chris Batchelder here, and he's with the BDA, but you used to be with one of our fine banks here in town, and you've made the walk to government, sort of.
Yeah, I did. I'm telling you, my time with Arvest, that was my second tour of duty with the bank, and it's an incredible place to work, yeah. And we've got a great leadership team here locally, and you know all the things do for our community. Yeah. And I just couldn't resist the opportunity to walk a few blocks down the street and go to work with David and Jared. They do incredible work, and a chance to complete that team was just, there was no way I could turn it down. It's a great place to be.
Now, every time I get you or Maria anywhere around me here, I ask you guys the same question. Hey, what's popping? What's coming in? What? Come on. Tip the cards. Come on. What you got?
And there's so many things that I wish I could tell you about. Not only do we have, you know, non-disclosure things that we can't really visit about, but I don't want to jinx anything either. But there is some really great stuff happening in this community. I think I can say with confidence that we're able to have conversations right now that I don't know have ever been had here. There's an opportunity to take existing spaces, existing operations, and turn them into new opportunities. I know they're going to be visiting at the city council tonight about the First Christian Church opportunity and some things that might happen there. You know, people are always looking at things to do with the existing mall space, and there's been lots of conversations about that, and just things that you wouldn't imagine might be opportunities here in a little town like this that we're having conversations about. So I'm telling you, the best days for Bartlesville are ahead.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
You know, Chris, you know, you mentioned existing properties. When I first came to town, you know, I'd drive into work from the east side of town, Frank Phillips, and I'd say, boy, that's a sad old parking lot out there. What that used to be? And someone told me, well, that used to be the old Kmart. You know,
yeah.
It used to really be popping. And then in a very short time, there was 2-3 businesses now, 4, possibly a fifth one coming in here real quick. And next thing you know, that's revitalized. And, of course, the Bricktown Brewery, Jimmy's Egg, coming up in there, too. It's like, well, ain't so sad anymore now.
And that's a great example, Tom, of being able to take, you know, an existing kind of decrepit space and turn it into something awesome. And, you know, people look at those discount stores and they wonder why we need so many. But I'm telling you, every single one of those places is doing great business.
Oh, yeah.
And we get people from all over northeastern Oklahoma coming to Bartlesville to shop. And that's what we want.
You know how many Kansas plates I see in that?
I know.
That little,
it's remarkable.
Yeah.
And it's because if you think about southeastern Kansas, there's just not really a lot of things like that. Coffeeville is obviously an incredible community.
It is.
There's a lot going on, but we have things here in Bartlesville that people want.
Yeah.
And it's great. And we need to figure out reasons for people to stay here.
Well, you know, I hope we can get you back on here on a regular basis, Chris, because it would be great to check in with you just to see what's happening.
Well, it'd be
inquiring minds want to know.
It'd be my honor, and there's always something happening. There, truly, Tom. There's every month there's something coming up, and so it's a great time to, like I said, to be here, and I love visiting with you. So I'd come and talk to you about the dictionary if you wanted. So anytime you want, buddy.
Okay, you got it. Chris Batchelder with BDA. Thank you very much for being our guest right here on Community Connection.